very striking about Britain is the class system. And class is back. People are talking about class again, using these playground words, chavs and toffs. I found that very weird, because I wasn't aware of a class system growing up in Ireland. There didn't seem to be a class system, not that I knew about anyway. There just seemed to be everybody. And then there was four people over there who had big houses, but you didn't know them. It seems to me British people like the class system. You like to have little boxes to put people in. You know, you like to have aristocrats, people with four sets of teeth. Nobody understands what they're saying. They live in big, drafty houses that smell of wet spaniel. And there's the upper... And they have all the fun with their surnames, because they're called things like Mr. Trasorius Bletchley, Sir Single Pukington, and so on. And then there's the upper middle class who actually have all the money, and they have all the fun with their first names, because the child is christened or baptised, but it's never called by that name afterwards. It's always known by a nickname. Jaunty, Ning, Nong, Biff, Squiff, Titface, whatever it is. Come on. Come on, we're going skiing again for no reason. Why would anybody want to go skiing? Why, you could sit in the comfort of your own kitchen and break your knees with a hammer. Why? What is the human impulse? What's wrong with these people? I think it's because they're so cosseted, their lives are so comfortable, they actually seek out danger as a pastime. If you're poor, you don't go and look for danger because you're surrounded by it. Your accommodation is dangerous, your neighbours are dangerous, your own family are pretty handy, you probably have a couple of moves yourself. Your dinner could fucking kill you anyway, so you don't have to go and look for danger. The dark creates all kinds of things. The dark creates music, particular kinds of music. Horrible folk music you don't want to listen to. And heavy metal, which they love in dark places. They love it in Scandinavia. They have all these metal bands, you know. And they're not like the English ones or the American ones that have names like Metallica and Megadeth and so on. The names are... Because English isn't their first language in Scandinavia, even though they all speak it. So they call their bands things like Anus Hammer. Egg Smuggler. All that stuff. And it's a very interesting look, heavy metal. You know, you have everything down here. You've got jazz and ska and everything, you know, and... Whatever, folk music too, probably. Folk music has its own look. It has, you know, people wear dungarees because they say, I'm a man or a woman of the people. This isn't my main thing, you know. I'm just like you, really. My main job is harvesting turnips. Anyway, this next number is called Cross-Eyed Mary of the Lowlands. I'd like to dedicate it to my wife. And then there's jazz, you know, where you get people in suits, but they're non-conformist suits because they're wearing a pink shirt with a green jacket and a blue tie and trousers too complex to describe. And because they're saying, yes, I'm wearing a suit, but I work for me. And my job is to play the electrified tractor horn till 5 a.m, so fuck you. Heavy metal is a very interesting look. The look is a kind of an argument. It's an argument against Darwinism. Because what the people who are involved are saying is that attraction is not necessary for reproduction. That's why they shave all the hair off where it would naturally be and cultivate it in places where it shouldn't be. And that's why the music is so angry. You know, if you shave all the hair off your arse and then get into a pair of leather trousers, you're going to sing an angry song. It's not going to be some wistful ballad about that crazy summer in Paris with Justine. It's going to be much more death in the morning, death for breakfast, little pots of toasted death. And... Heavy metal is what happens when a group of people with competitively disgusting appearances come together to try to kill air. People go funny in middle age, you know. Men go funny. They get into things, you know. They get a hobby. So, yeah, I've always been interested in wood. I just didn't want to say anything until now. I need to go and be with my big lump of wood. They get a silly car, you know, a bright coloured car that nobody else can fit inside so they can pretend they can drive around in their own penis. And my thing, what happened to me was I had this period of being addicted to action films, thrillers, modern thrillers, really stupid ones, you know, the stupider the better. Not the old-fashioned kind of James Bond one where he's in a car, you know, and he's got a sharp suit and a lady in a frock is there and he clicks a pen and people's feet fall off and all that stuff. Not those. This is a modern one, you know, where you don't know what's going on and neither does the hero. That's the important thing. Everybody has amnesia in the film. And it begins with him running across the desert, picking numbers out of snakes that have been nailed to cactuses, because that's somehow going to explain who he is and what he's supposed to do. And then suddenly he's on a boat and he kills 19 people with his insoles. And then, you know, he finds that he can speak a dozen languages, and he's an amazing pastry chef. He can control condiments by thinking about them. And rubbish, in other words. Even better if it's got Jason Statham in it. Those films are unimprovably stupid because they begin with him being thrown out of an aeroplane. He's got one wire attached from his heart going to his arse, another one going from his brain to his bollocks. And if he pulls the wrong wire, he swallows his eyes and vomits his liver. They're fabulous. Exercises in homicidal manliness. And because that's what's happening to you. You're becoming a blob, so you outsource your masculinity. You watch Jason do all this stuff. Go on, Jason, break his other collarbone. I got a parking ticket this morning. And you see, he's such a man. Even his lunch sweats. Most men are what? Nerveless bags of glands, you know? People who... Jason makes decisions. Most men get poleaxed by indecision just walking into pressure moje. Not Jason, he pulls the whole fucking circuit board out. That's how much of a man he is. You see? Most men are ambiguous creatures. You can imagine another life for yourself. You could have become a library glue wholesaler in Worthing. You might have been a bicycle customizer in the Isle of Wight. You might have been somebody who repaired lighthouses in Cornwall and fallen in love with the local fruit seller in midlife, realized you were gay. And he had been nursing a crush on you for all these years because you'd been going in and out of there buying yams. And then you move to Andalusia and open your own small B&B with an incredible range of sherries. It could happen, you know, but not to Jason. Jason could never make love with another man. Never. Not unless that man contained information that could only be released through the enzymes in sperm. You see what I'm saying?
Not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hall from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
This is a thing I've never known. I've never seen before, and I've been forgiven. Easy living, and I've been forgiven since you've taken your place in my heart. Somewhere along the lonely road, I had tried to find
living. I've been forgiven. There you go, Easy Living by Uriah Heep. And you're listening to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show. It is, of course, the month of with the big C. No. Not see you next Tuesday. It's Christmas. It's the month of December 2021. Where the bejesus did this go? I can remember last year, people putting up there, it's going to be better than 2020. As it turned out, it wasn't. It was much the same. It was Groundhog Day all over. So we're here. We're in the month of December. So we're Christmassy, I suppose. I have my Christmas greetings from all my friends out there. They're lined up as well. I've got some music coming up. I'm not just sure whether it be Christmassy or not. But I've got lots and lots and lots of stuff coming up for you. A bit like this one from Graham Bonnet. And this is called Liar. There you go, that was Mr. Roy Shields. I've forgotten all about that one, and I really do appreciate it. Over the last number of years, I've asked people to leave me voicemails, and if you want to do so, you can also do that again this year on Messenger, and I will play it. It's Liam Burke Show. I forgot about Roy sending me that one. And Sexy Mofo Fans, nothing like a bit of Sexy Mofo Fans. Yeah, another little bit of disappointing news coming up for us. We were due to go first gig in almost 2 years, and we were supposed to go to see the Cadillac 3 play in Whelan's in Dublin. Unfortunately, just the other night, I got word that it has been cancelled. Now, I got it for, I think my son bought it for me for a ticket for Father's Day. But I got it, and I was looking forward to going to it, and it didn't happen. Look, it's not the end of the world. But the only thing I'm thinking about now is that how they're going to reschedule. Then it comes to March, which we're even a little bit weary about March now, because that's when Blackberry Smoke is coming as well. And we were supposed to have seen the Cadillac 3 and Blackberry Smoke, but unfortunately, the Cadillac 3 is going to have to be rescheduled, I'm sure, somewhere along the line. Blackberry Smoke, the more this goes on, the less likely it's going to happen either. So it could be another year without them as well. So look, we'll just have to wait and see, and fingers crossed and toes crossed and everything like that. But seeing as we can't get to, since we're not going to get it, because it was going to happen on the 12th, which is Sunday week, in Dublin, and it's not happening now. And I sent it to my buddy Vinny to tell him that it wasn't happening, that it was cancelled. And he said, bollocks. That's exactly what he said. And he said then, what will we do instead? But we can't do anything because nowhere is open. Nothing is on. And there's no point in putting something else in place of it because there is nothing. We can't do anything in place of going to that gig because all the pubs or whatever is all closed at 12 midnight. Me and a group of the guys from the car shows are the car enthusiasts. We're supposed to be heading off to go out and get something to eat on the 11th of December. And then we're supposed to go to have a couple of drinks. Now, I don't drink, but we're going out for the lads and just kind of a get-together because we only kind of this year all started hanging around and started going to different car shows together and whatever. But it's looking likely that might be off too. But look, the pub end of things doesn't bother me, but it's just getting together with people and it's just everything is starting to fall by the side again. So as I said, last year we had, everyone was saying that things was going to be better for 2021, and unfortunately it hasn't changed. Yes, we've been able to work, but you haven't been able to have the little bit of downtime which everyone needs, and unfortunately you can't. So the only thing I can do is play more music, and here is the Cadillac 3 with Tabasco and Sweet Tea.
sheet Tabasco and sweet tea.
There you go. The Cadillac 3 and Tabasco and Sweet Tea. I think I'll have to play another one of them as well before the end of the show. And maybe a couple next week, because it was due to be the week that I would have been seeing them in Dublin. Anyway, it's not to be, so I'm not upset. I'm not anything. It just kind of leaves a bitter taste in my mouth.
Taste on my tongue. There's a million ways to die. Shoulda left me way back. Shoulda left me way back by the roadside. It's a bitter taste.
And it's nothing to do with not getting to see the Cadillac 3 in Dublin next week. I'm kidding. I don't have a bitter taste. It's just a great song. I play it after it anyway. Check out the Cadillac 3's Tabasco and Sweet Tea video as well. Just check it out. I won't say any more than that. Now, I'm going to keep going with the great tunes. And here's one from Ozzy Osbourne. It's Dreamer. And it's acoustic as well. Have a listen.
Gazing through the window at the world outside, wondering will Mother Earth survive, hoping that mankind will stop abusing her sometime. After all, there's only just the two of us, and here we are still fighting for our lives, watching all of history repeat itself time after time. I'm just a dreamer.
To all you wonderful listeners, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from a very cold and snowy England. May your stockings be full of presents and not varicose veins.
Well, Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. From Robbie Sunderland, all God bless.
Hi, this is Paul Flynn from the Puppet Manus Band. Have a rockin' Christmas and a stompin' New Year.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and to all a Happy New Year. Especially to all those Pat McManus fans out there. I'm really looking forward to seeing you all next year at Pat.
Hey, Liam, Terry Ferguson here, from the middle of the Gobi Desert of Mongolia. Wishing you and all your listeners a very happy Christmas and a Happy New Year. Keep on rocking in the free world.
There you go, that was Samson and Riding with the Angels. And before that, before that we had Ozzy Osbourne and Dreamer. Rory is coming up, and that's why I've mentioned that as well. But it's time for more comedy, and this time around I've got comedy from Jim Gaffigan with Bars Are Just Adult Playgrounds.
Drinking, that's not the answer. It's not. Eating is. It's amazing how our attitude on alcohol changes, right? Because even as a teenager, you know it's wrong. You're like, you know, I don't like the taste of it, but I want to look cool. And then in your 20s, you're like, you know what? This kind of gives me confidence to talk to the opposite sex. And then in your 40s, you're like, you know what? This is the only thing I like about being alive. It's only funny because it's true. I'm sure some of you are going to go to some bars, head to a bar, right? Yeah. I never really feel comfortable right when I get in a bar. I'm always kind of like, who are all these strangers? But after a couple of beers, I'm like, these guys are probably my best friends. Because your experience in a bar changes over the course of the night, right? As the night goes on, you see really why we go to bars. We go to bars so we can behave like children. Toddlers, really. You ever go to a bar at 2 a.m.? You might as well be picking up a kid at nursery school. It's the same experience. The behavior's the same in both places. Both places, there's always some strange yelling for no reason at all. You know, woo-hoo-hoo! Both places, you go in the bathroom, it's obvious not everyone's potty trained. Both places, there's always someone crying, she was my best friend, but not anymore. Both places, occasionally there's a fight. You know, he was standing where I wanted to stand. So I punched him in the head. I need more juice. But at 2 a.m., people are drunk in bars. I love how we're always surprised when someone's drunk in a bar. We're actually shocked. We're like, look at that guy. He's wasted in a bar. I came here to read a novel. Mostly the people that are drunk in bars are drunk because they're drinking shots. And really the only time to ever drink a shot is never. No one's ever drank a shot and then done something they're proud of. Oh, I got wasted last night and then I went out and built some low-income housing. That never happens. You always wake up the next day and you're like, I need a new identity. Maybe two of them. Because if you're drinking shots, it's either your birthday or you're trying to forget you were ever born. There is something honest about a shot. It's like, I want to get right to the embarrassing part of the night. Right to pants off. But we don't even drink shots. We take them like they're medicine. This will cure my normal behavior. Everyone acts like we're in a Western. Wow, 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 wow. That'll give me the courage to confront this plate of nachos. Wow, wow, wow. Strangers will buy you a shot. You ever had that? Hey, I don't know you. Let me buy you a shot. This never happens with anything else. Hey, what do you see? You and me. Let's do some appetizers. Jalapeno poppers, mano a mano. You gotta turn that shot down before they get it poured, because once it's poured, they act like you're rejecting a sweater they crocheted you. You know how hard I worked on this? You didn't at all. But I don't mind the bars. Unless they're really crowded, you know, like five or six people deep at the bar, everyone's competing for the bartender's attention. We look like we're trying to get disaster relief from the Red Cross. Like, I need mine more than he needs his. I can never get the bartender's attention. Am I saying? You try and make eye contact. Show him you have money. I have cash. But you can't try too hard in a crowded bar. You have to act out cool. You're like, I don't even care if I get served. I just like standing in crowded, uncomfortable places. Later on, I'm going to swing by the airport, see what that TSA line's like. I like the lines. Never enough bartenders in a crowded bar. Those bartenders look like they're in the middle of a triage unit. They're like, give me 40 cc's or something. Never enough bartenders. You ever get faked out by the arrival of a bar back? You're like, finally, another bar. It's a bar back. And those poor barbacks, they always act like they're not qualified to serve you. Like, oh, no, 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 no. I can carry 12 cases up a narrow staircase, but handing you a beer, not yet. I'm still learning from the master. Because in a crowded bar, the bartender is the master, right? All the authority goes to that. Some of them act like they're not even obligated to serve you. They're like, I don't know what I'm going to do with all this booze. Maybe I'll just pour it out and make a puddle. And we fall for it. We're like, well, it's either deal with this guy or make it in our bathtub at home. Damn prohibition. There's male and female bartenders. Female bartenders, they always seem a little tougher than they need to be, right? I don't want to say bitchy, because that would describe them perfectly. Not all of them. Some female bartenders definitely give off that vibe, like, don't hit on me, treat me with respect, and don't be distracted by the fact I'm wearing a bikini. Okay, honey. They always call you honey like they're your grandma or something. What can I get you, honey? I don't know, a birthday card with $2 in it? Maybe a beer if you're not too busy condescending me. But if you've been to a bar, you've probably been to a filthy public restroom. We've all been in those bars where you're like, oh, well, now I know why they serve alcohol here. And when I'm talking about the filthy bathroom, I'm talking about the men's room. I don't know about the ladies' room. I haven't been in there in like a week. But the men's room, I don't know what happens to guys when we go into a public restroom. Some anger comes out. Some of the stuff that's written on the walls. You never have a friend admit it. Like, hey, give me a second. I got to pee and draw a swastika. I'll be right back. There's guys writing things on the walls. And then there are the guys that reply. Some guy write, this place sucks. Another guy write, no, you suck. As if that first guy is ever going to see that. Like he's gathering up his friends. Well, this is what I wrote on this. Hey, wait a minute! That guy said I suck! You double suck.
You're listening to the Liam Brook Radio Show.
That was amazing.
This is Mickey Duffy. I'd like to wish all my friends and family a very happy Christmas, wherever you are.
Happy Christmas, Liam, and all our rock and roll brothers and sisters from Franklin Wayne Fogarty. See you all in the new year in Rock We Trust.
This is Evie Diamond from Battle Creek, Michigan. I would like to wish my son Liam Burke and all who listen to the podcast a very Merry Christmas and a happy, healthy, positive year.
Merry Christmas from the Brandons from McDonough, Georgia. Oh, and Liam, I heard from one of Santa's elves, and they have a switch with your name on it.
Hi, this is Paul McCann, wishing Liam Burke and all the listeners out there a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Des Murphy here, up in Monaghan. Thanks a million for playing my tunes on your radio show. Really appreciate it. Appreciate the publicity. Thank you. Merry Christmas!
There you go, that was Mr. Rory Gallagher and Walking on Hot Coals. And before that, you had Jim Gaffigan with Bars Are Adult Playgrounds. Now, lots more still to come on the Liam Burke Show. Just as I look through what I've got lined up, ready to go, what about Mr. Joe Walsh and In the City?
What does
There you go, Mr. Joe Walsh and In the City. Now, I know I haven't played a lot of Christmas stuff yet, but I do want to play some Christmas stuff. It's early stages yet, so I don't really want to push it just yet. So I'm kind of waiting and holding off, maybe until next week, be a little bit better to play a little bit of Christmas stuff then. Now I'd like to play, I've just discovered this band again. I remember hearing them many, many moons ago. An all-girl rock band called Girl School with Hit and Run.
Listeners from Tony and Pádraic and Martin from Melting Pot. Have a cool Yule, guys.
Step into my little red car. I got a warning, we might get far. It's kind of old and the wheels coming off. Like it's a joke. No, I don't mind if you smoke. You won't be laughing when you're looking for a lift around 3 a.m. Oh no. Got fully leaded, petrol power.
sweet. She gets me from A to B and C and D. My daddy owned her, now she's mine. Front seat, permanent recline. Stick out your thumb, you might just get a ride. Baby, you don't have to be a superstar, but it ain't everybody gets a spin in my little red car.
There you go, there was Mr. Tony Smith with Little Red Car and his greeting beforehand. And I think we'll do that with a couple of the lads. We'll do that with all the lads that I've been talking to, like Jordan Dennis, Roy Shields, Paul McCann, Des Murphy, Tony. There's loads of stuff I'm going to play over the month of December. So stick around and listen to that. In the meantime, here is Night Ranger on Liam Burke Show with Don't Tell Me You Love Me. We'll be right back. Don't Tell Me You Love Me, Night Ranger on the Liam Burke Show. Now it's time for some more comedy, and this time around we've got Brian Regan with Doctor Visit from When I Walked on the Moon.
I'm fine now, I think. I don't know. So they sent me to my regular doctor for a follow-up, and I was nervous going because my cholesterol... I knew it was going to be high because last year it was high, and I hadn't done anything different. What are the odds your cholesterol is going to plummet for no reason? Come on, 200, come on! 337, how can that be? I had Burger King coupons in my pocket. It's inexplicable. So I was nervous. And I realized that's the only time as an adult that I feel like a little kid, is when I go to the doctor. You didn't do what I told you, did you? No, I didn't. What should you have done? I should have listened when you were talking to me. What are you going to do from now on? Pay attention when you say things. When are you going to start? I'm going to start right now. Immediately. Tall doctor. He's a good doctor, I think, you know. I told him I get heartburn sometimes, so he goes and gets me a list of things that cause heartburn. I'm looking at the list and I'm like, I already know this. I know how to get it. That's like going into the hospital with a cannonball wound and they show you a list. Here's how you get cannonball wounds. I have a cannonball wound. It's gaping. Do you have a tube of cannonball wound ointment? Number one, do not stand directly in front of a cannon. How true that is. So, my doctor looks at me and says, you should probably drop a couple pounds there, Brian. Thank you. Only your doctor has carte blanche on insults. He just insults you for a while, and then you pay him for the insults on the way out. Well, you should lose some weight, and those moles are looking pretty weird. All right, how much for that, doc? When can we get together again? Big fat mole man walking out of your office. Thanks for the confidence boost. I'm off to the Macy's Day Parade. Grab a rope! What does he care? You're big and you're ugly. Next. He does care. Doctors are good people. That's why they avoid the word pain. It's a buzzword. They won't hit it a lot. They don't want to scare anybody. Doctors will tell you all about pressure. They'll tell you all about the pressure you're going to experience. If a doctor tells you you're about to feel some pressure, buckle up. In a moment, you're going to feel a little bit of pressure. Pressure hurt like hell! Pressure. All pain involves pressure. That's one of the definitions of pain. He could be swinging a 2x4 at your head. In a moment, you're going to feel a little bit of pressure. Hey, bring it on. I'm good under pressure. I like pressure situations.
Ed Murphy here, up in Monaghan. Thanks a million for playing my tunes on your radio show. Really appreciate it. Appreciate the publicity. Thank you. Merry Christmas!
The first small step is all that it takes to start your journey somewhere. To in and fro and never quite knowing when you'll be there. Well, I've had some good things appear in my life,
some things you just cannot see. All I'm saying, hoping and praying, you are the best thing that ever happened to me. Well, I won no prizes for being around. Wasn't that I didn't care. A simple hello, a long goodbye, gone on a wing and a prayer. Beautiful faces, beautiful places. There's a beauty you just cannot see. All I'm saying, hoping and praying, you are the best thing that ever happened to me. No way of knowing where this is going, where it starts or it ends. You cannot choose it or try and lose it. We're more than friends. I can't but love you. Stop thinking of you, your sweet company. All I'm saying, hoping and praying, you are the best thing that ever happened to me. All I'm saying, hoping and praying, you are the best thing that ever happened.
There you go, that's my good buddy Des Murphy up in Monaghan Town. And Des, he's quite funny when you get sitting talking to him for a while. Like, you look at him, he looks very serious. Yes, Des, you look very serious. But he's quite funny when you get sitting talking to him, as most of the guys are, because you have to have a sense of humour to be able to try and get up there and do what they do. And Des has came back in so many different guises, and he's in blues mode now at the minute. He's done some great bands over the years. But seriously, and you know, he's just a legend, and it's great to have hooked up with him and play the music here, because he's lots more beside. So wishing Des and Tony a very happy Christmas as well from the Liam Burke Show, and keep the music coming, because I want to play more of your music. Same with Roy, and same goes to Paul McCann, same goes to Jordan Dennis as well, and I think Jordan has another track coming out very shortly, so we'll listen to that too. Here's Deep Purple with White Room.
Black roof cut.
There you go, that's Deep Purple with White Room. Now, I want to play, since I'm about to play the boys, I want to play another great legend up there in the town of, isn't Cavan? Paul is in, I think so. Here is Paul McCann with Keep the Devil Within. There you go, another legend of a man, a local man around here, well, up around the Cavan direction. And Paul McCann with Keep the Devil Within. And looking forward to hearing more great music from Jordan, from Roy, from Dennis, from Des, from Paul and Tony in 2022. And I'm looking forward to sharing it with you all here on The Liam Burke Show. Now, it's time for me on The Liam Burke Show to get out of Dodge and leave you with our first Christmas show done. And to leave you with another track, I'm not crying. I'll play a couple of tracks of them next week as well. I'm not crying. I'm kidding. Look, it happens, and that's just the way it is. It's better for everyone's safety. Anyway, the Cadillac 3, if you didn't hear, they have cancelled. They haven't cancelled. Between them and travelling and all that, the whole thing's just been cancelled. So we won't get to see them this side of Christmas, hopefully next year. And here I'm going to leave you with a track from them. And Liam Burke signing off of the Liam Burke Show. Here's a track from the Cadillac 3 with Back It Up. Take it easy. See you all very soon.
Shot of Jack Daniels. Bag it up like a sweet little honky tonk angel. Shake it up, give me something more than I can handle. Back it up like an old school pickup truck. The slow and steady, take your time like the setting sun. It's summer love, you know I'm ready. Forget about your daddy, he doesn't need to know that I'm the one. You run to when you want to light a fire. Back it up, cause you back it up into me. To me. Oh, yeah, you back it up down to me, girl.